Coming up in today's Locked On Angels, are the Halos about to sign a big-time shortstop? We're answering all your burning questions in today's mailbag. That's all right now, right here on Locked On Angels.
You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And thanks for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day every single day. I'm your host, Steve Granado. You can shoot me a follow over on Twitter at Steve Granado, G-R-A-N-A-D-O. As mentioned, we got plenty of stuff coming your way here today. We got plenty of questions over from you over on Twitter. We have a couple of voicemails we need to listen to as well. So let's go ahead and jump into today's episode. Before we do everything here, however, I want to tell you about something we're going to be doing a little bit later on in this week on Thursday. Of course, that is going to be Thanksgiving here in the United States for all United States listeners. And I want you to get involved for Thursday's show. We're going to do a whole positive episode on Thursday about what we are thankful for Angels baseball. So this is what you can do to be a part of the show. Shoot me a tweet at Locked On Angels, at Steve Granado, or of course, give me a phone call, 714-409-6396. I want to hear what you are thankful for in Angels baseball. We're going to stay positive, and we're going to be super thankful about what we get to watch, what we get as a fan base, everything, all the way from the inaugural year to now. Whatever you're thankful for, if you're thankful for 2002, if you're thankful for Shohei, if you're thankful for Joe Maddon's bus, everything. I want to hear all the positivity. We're going to just be super, super happy on Thursday and be thankful. So shoot me a tweet or give me a phone call. Again, that phone number is 714-409-6396. It's in the episode description. All right, let's go ahead and jump in to today's mailbag. We got a couple of questions about the shortstop situation. So that's what I want to address first. Here are the questions right here. We got one from Wes who said, realistically, what's the Angels shortstop market looking like? And we also got one from Hordez who said, which shortstop do you think the Angels are going to go after, or are they going to move Fletcher to short? Thanks, guys. I wanted to pair you guys up because obviously you both asked pretty much the same question. Hordez took it a step further. So let's talk about it. We kind of touched on this a little bit earlier here in the offseason, but I don't think the Angels are going to go after one of the big free agent shortstops right now. Your Correas, your Baezes, Story, Seager, those I don't think are going to be part of the Angels' plan moving forward. Just given how things are looking right now, getting Andrew Velasquez over on waivers from the Yankees, just the way that the Jose Iglesias situation shook out at the end of the season, letting him go and calling up Luis Renjifo to try and get more playing time in the bigs. I think the Angels will probably try and get something in the shortstop area, but I don't think they're going to make this massive splash like a Carlos Correa for a 6-year deal or anything like that. I think they might go after guys like either Jordy Mercer or Ejire Adrianza. Two lower level shortstops, quote unquote, guys to kind of just fill the space. As far as for Angel success, I don't know if they necessarily need a big time shortstop. I echo the same sentiment every single time. I know that I wouldn't say no to taking a big time shortstop, but I don't think it's necessarily super, super crucial for the Angels to be making a move in this spot. Again, I'll take one. As far as moving Fletch to short, I think that still is 100% a possibility. As far as his glove is concerned, that's not really much of a question anymore. If there's more movement for a second baseman that makes more sense, then that might be something that moves forward as well. So I don't think that the way Wes put it, realistically, I don't think the Angels are going to go after one of the big name shortstop. I just don't think that seems to be in the cards. Just my opinion. I have no insider knowledge, but that just seems to be from the moves that they have made in recent memory. Doesn't seem necessarily like they're going, all right, we got to go out and get these shortstops. I think they might go after some of the older guys or some of the guys that aren't going to necessarily pull all the massive interest like the big names on the market. Thanks to Wes and Hordez for shooting over some tweets. Of course, you can always do that. We always ask on Sunday for your tweets at Locked On Angels. We got another one we're going to answer here in the first segment. Then we're going to take some voicemails coming in from Bucky. We got one from Bucky here. You sent in a tweet last week and you're sending a tweet again. Thanks for shooting us a tweet today, Bucky. Are you surprised that the Angels only protected Elvis Pagetto from the Rule 5 draft? Anyone you are worried about getting picked up from the Angels system? So yes, the Rule 5 draft. The players had to name, or teams rather, had to name which players they were going to protect and add to the 40-man roster. The Angels only added Elvis Peguero, so that means that there are many names that are now ineligible to be protected from the Rule 5 draft. If you don't know what the Rule 5 draft is, it's kind of weird, to be totally honest. It's like a secondary draft, essentially of guys that are already in systems that teams can go in and snatch up, that, you know, they run out of their service time situation in the minors, and then they are available for the Rule 5 draft. Famously, one of the biggest Rule 5 draft pickups of all time was Roberto Clemente. He was picked up by the Pirates from the Brooklyn Dodgers. It was a little shocking, but I think what more so here is that the Angels didn't necessarily have the room on the 40-man roster that they wanted to try and add some of the other guys. Of course, Elvis Peguero is one of the higher thought of guys in the system now. He came over from the Yankees in the Andrew Heaney trade, so it wouldn't have made much sense to let Peguero, quote unquote, walk in that situation. He, of all the names, was one of the top guys that is likely to make it into the majors in 2022. So I think that's why they added Elvis Peguero and then DFA'd Junior Guerra. So yeah, I think that was kind of like a real sticking point, because if you didn't, you know, then you lost half of what you got back from Heaney, because Peguero probably would have been picked up. The Angels did not add Michael Stefanik, and they didn't add Orlando Martinez, Deshaun Knowles, Livian Soto, Robinson Pina, some of the bigger names in the organization. But you got to remember, as far as Rule 5 is concerned, at least from where major league teams are coming at, what comes into a big account is how close they are to the majors. Because if you take a player in the Rule 5 draft, they have to be on the active big league roster, because barring, you know, injuries and stuff, for the entirety of the next season, so all of 2022. So the odds of Deshaun Knowles being in a major league roster in 2022 are pretty low, right? And that's probably where the Angels are coming at here. They're like, well, we don't need to DFA anybody or outright anybody or do anything like that, because we know Deshaun Knowles isn't necessarily going to be here next year. Or Livian Soto isn't going to be here. Robinson Pina is not going to be here. The one that is a little startling, you asked me, Bucky, is there anyone that I'm worried about, is Michael Stefanik. I think it would be really tough to lose Michael Stefanik. He is obviously a great bat, a really, really good bat, and he really proved himself at AAA this year, and everywhere he made a stop at this season. We talked about him during our minor league week. But yeah, I think it would be really tough to lose Michael Stefanik. I think he's a guy that I've pitched as potentially filling a utility role, playing off the bench, and might being a really important player to have, like, in the postseason or like in September, when you're trying to make a run. I'm worried about Michael Stefanik being picked up. If the Angels can hang on to Michael Stefanik, I think that'd be really, really huge. He obviously doesn't have the glove that that you would hope at the major level. That's the only thing that's holding him back. There's no question that he can hit. I think that's the big one. If the Angels can hopefully, fingers crossed, keep Michael Stefanik in the system, then I think that's going to be the best thing moving forward. Does this sound familiar to you? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another one that lets you stream your favorite shows, and you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your best friend's login for all the other stuff. It's a total mess. I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch all your favorite sports, movies, and shows in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required and content varies by package. All right, we got a couple of voicemails here on Locked On Angels, your first listen of the day. Let's go ahead and jump right to them. This is voicemail number one.
Hey, Steve, this is Cy. I called it on the first episode that you had callers in when you took over. And just here to react to the Noah Syndergaard signing. I guess I can't be too mad. I think it's still slightly a little bit of an overpay, $21 million and a second-round pick. I mean, hey, who am I kidding? This organization can't draft well in the first few rounds anyway, so it might not even matter that we lose the second round pick. $21 million, it's a lot, it's a little bit overpaid, but hey, you know what, it's only for 1 year, so I guess you can't be too mad. But what this team needs to do, what Eppler or Keith Eppler, wow, what Perry and Artie need to do, they need to spend all on pitching. I know it sucks that Rysel, he turned down the qualifying offer. Hopefully they can bring him back. If not, if he goes somewhere else, they need to bring in a closer bat. Spend it all on pitching, you know, bullpen, starting rotation, it doesn't matter. If the Noah Syndergaard signing, if this is their only big-name acquisition in terms of pitching this year, then, I mean, it's just another freaking wash. The season's over. But, yeah, hopefully this Noah Syndergaard signing is just a small step. I know $21 million, you can't really say it's a small step, but they need to bring in someone like a Stroman. They need to bring someone in like Robbie Bray, one of those Giants pitchers. They need to bring in somebody. This cannot be the last signing. Artie needs to freaking break the bank. Go all into the luxury tax. You have this stacked lineup. Don't even make any moves as far as position players. I could care less about them. They need pitching.
Hey, Cy, thanks for calling back in, man. Appreciate hearing your voice. Of course, you can always give us a call, 714-409-6396. Yeah, you're pretty spot on here. Noah can't be the only signing, right? We've kind of touched on that already. We touched on that if you're missed that episode of Noah Syndergaard is now an Angel. Now what? That episode right here on YouTube. Of course, if you're watching and if listening, it's over on the audio side. Just scroll back a few episodes. But yeah, Noah Syndergaard cannot be the only signing. That's pretty clear at this point that it is domino number one of what needs to be a couple. We have laid out Stroman, Scherzer in our Making the Case series, and we do plan on doing Robbie Ray potentially this week, so long as nothing major happens, that is in the cards, and potentially also doing Luis Castillo if the Angels should trade for him. We'll be looking at here either this week or next week. So keep an eye out for those episodes. Cy, I think you're right on the nose there, dude. I appreciate you calling in. Again, 714-409-6396. Got to make more moves. This ain't it. This is just the beginning of it. Thanks for your call. All right, this one is a little bit longer, so let's go ahead and take a listen.
Hey, Steve, my name is Lake. I'm just calling to discuss the Noah Syndergaard deal and the Angels pitching needs moving forward. Look, I think it's tough to be anything but excited as an Angels fan. I think it's really important that we look at how desperate we've been for pitching and we rejoice in this day. I mean, many times in the past offseason, it's not like the Angels were not going after pitching, but more so pitchers were choosing not to come play in Anaheim. So not always are the details of offers released, but that has been the theme previously with guys like Gerrit Cole and other top-notch free agents. We definitely were in on conversations, had a deal on the table, and free agents just chose not to come play for us. The fact that Noah wants to come, wants to be around our star-studded roster, wants to potentially get Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani into the playoffs is super exciting. The durability question is always something to be concerned about, but there's been plenty of guys who have come off of their second Tommy John surgery and played plenty well enough to get back to star status. As for the rest of our roster, I think it's super important that we are able to knock out the Jaime Barrias, the Griffin Cannings out of the bottom end of our rotation and keep them for middle relief and keep them for spot starts. In that tone, I think the targets for our second pitcher need to be closer to the Steven Matz, John Gray price point. As much as I would like to lock up Marcus Stroman, there's so many needs in the bullpen. There's a need at shortstop. There's backup catcher. There's a lot of areas of our roster where we need to save money. Now with Noah, we're closer to the $150 million mark, and knowing Artie, it'd be tough to get him up to the $200, $205 million mark. So given that, if we spend $20 million a year on Stroman, that leaves pretty slim pickings for our shortstop position and our bullpen, which seems to be what we've done in the past, kind of piece together the pieces that we forgot on our roster and go from there. So the hope for me is sign a Steven Matz to something along the lines of a 3-year, $40 million deal. Keep him right around that $10 to $15 million range. Leave some room for Rysel Iglesias, Kenley Jansen, back into the bullpen piece. Maybe Colin McHugh for another sure arm in the 7th, 8th inning. And then potentially a piece like Jonathan Villar, somewhere $5 to $10 million for our shortstop position rather than picking someone up for a million or two. And having a huge hole in our lineup. So that's what I'm hoping for. Super excited to see Thor in an Angels uniform. Go Halos, hoping for a playoff run in 2022. Thanks so much.
Hey, Lake, thanks for calling in. I think this is your first time. I don't think I've heard your voice before, so thanks for calling in to Locked On Angels. Yeah, dude, if you hit on something important here, yeah, Thor chose the Angels. He chose the Angels, and it's kind of documented at this point. And we didn't really get a chance to talk about it because when we made the episode about Noah Syndergaard, it was a little bit... It was a little bit still fresh, so now all the stories have come out, and we know more about what happened with Perry and how it got all came to be, right? So yeah, he chose the Angels, and I think that's a big step forward. The Angels missed out on many free agents in the past, and it seems because they weren't necessarily offering some of the money and the years, but players didn't necessarily feel that love for the organization. So for Thor to go, yeah, I want to come here, I think it's going to better my career, then I think that's absolutely awesome. And for the second part, I'm not going to pick on you here, Lake. This is something that everybody does. So I just wanted to use your voicemail as a springboard to have this conversation rather quickly here. I say this a lot, and I've touched on it here on Locked On Angels as well. But the conversation around baseball owners and money in the game and overpay and all this stuff, right? Like overpay for this player or, oh, well, I think we overpaid for him and they need to balance the budget and all this stuff. The conversation around baseball owners and money, and especially Artie Moreno, it needs to change. And I understand that a lot of fans are coming at in the scope because they know what roughly where Artie's going to be spending, right? How he's spent in the past. And this is where mostly everyone's coming from when they do this, right? But we as baseball fans, we need to be careful how we talk about these things. And this is something I really want to echo to you folks is, again, I'm not trying to pick on you, Lake, at all. I just wanted to use your conversation. It's a really good starting point because remember, Artie is worth $3.6 billion, and the Angels aren't the only way he makes money, right? He's got money from other stuff, right? $3.6 billion. That's a lot of money that this dude is worth, all right? And you got to remember too that Major League Baseball's revenue has continued to grow year after year after year. And forget about 2020, it doesn't, you know, make any sense. We don't have the numbers for 2021, but in 2019, last full season, Major League Baseball made $10.37 billion. $10.37 billion. And the reason I'm bringing this up now is because we're coming up on this lockout here, right? December the 1st. That's when the CBA runs out and we are all anticipating a lockout. So why I want to talk about this here is because you're going to start hearing all these owners cry poor, right? The Rays of the world, the Oakland A's of the world, Baltimore, all these teams are going to start crying poor, and they're going to try and use every tactic to try and take more and more revenue away from the players, right? That's where the players are coming from. Like, you are making hand over fist here. $10.37 billion in 2019, right? $10.37 billion. So they're going to try and do this over and over again. So I wanted to warn everybody that right now, before the lockout starts, just be careful what you're reading and be careful the spin that it's written in. They're going to try and spin expanded playoffs as a good thing for fans, right? More teams get in. That means more fans get to go to the ballpark. In actuality, they want the TV revenue. They want the ballpark ticket revenue if their team can make the playoffs. And it ultimately leads to a less competitive landscape, right? If more teams can get in, that means less teams are trying harder. That means less teams are paying for players because they don't have to anymore. So they're going to try and spin it as a good thing for fans, but don't let it fool you. Just be careful, okay? Because these conversations are coming fast and they're going to hit you in a couple of days. December 1st is 9 days away if you're watching this when this is uploaded. So it's coming. This conversation is going to keep coming over and over and over again. Artie's got $3.6 billion. Every owner, that includes the Rays, that includes the A's, all of them can buy any player at any time if they wanted to. They use the luxury tax as a crutch. They cry poor about the ballpark, and they're trying to get the city to pay for the ballpark and all these kinds of things, right? This happens all over the place in every sport. But baseball is not poor. Owners are not poor. Don't let it fool you. Lake, thanks for your call. Again, I wasn't picking on you at all. I just wanted to make sure this is a super important time that we talk about this, and we will continue to talk about it throughout the lockout. I love Thanksgiving. It's coming up here in a couple of days. All the good food. I can already smell that turkey. But maybe you're like me and you want a dessert that isn't full of calories and sugar. It's the perfect time for Built Bar. Built Bar is the new holiday dessert. Feast on something delicious and feel good about it. One slice of pie has upwards of 300 calories, and I wish they were all that low. Most Built Bars are only 130 calories with only 4 grams of sugar, and of course, they got plenty of protein. Low calorie, low carb, low fat, high protein, covered in 100% real chocolate. Built is a great option for your hungry, or for when you're hungry. And of course, if Thanksgiving isn't coming soon enough here in a couple of days, you can just go grab a couple of Built Bars. New surprises are coming all in the month of November. And of course, don't forget Black Friday coming up with great deals. Go to built.com to find those deals. And of course, I got one for you. Use promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order. Again, that promo code at built.com, LOCKED15 for 15% off. All right, back here on Locked On Angels, final segment. Let's go ahead and wrap up this Monday show. We got a couple of more tweets from you folks over on Twitter. This is coming from Carlos, AngelsFan04 on Twitter, saying, what are the chances the Angels end up with either Stroman, Ray, or Gossman? I think we need a pitcher that can go over 150 innings. Also, do you think the Angels get one of the top 5 big shortstops? Of course, I already touched on that, Carlos, so I'm sure you saw that. Yes, I don't think they get a top 5 shortstop. Pitcher that gets over 150 innings. Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. I think it's always a crapshoot whether a team gets somebody. Stroman, Ray, or Gosman, I mean, those are obviously the big targets, right? So we will see. I think I'd like to err on the side of chances are high to get Marcus Stroman. That is the goal, obviously. So we will see if that ends up being the case. I still think he's got to be number one. Robbie Ray, I am a little less sold on just because of the track record in Arizona. But, you know, I wouldn't be, you know, super upset if they ended up getting him. And I think Kevin Gausman is also kind of in that same boat. Doesn't necessarily have the track record, but had a really good 2021. So we will see. We will see. Carlos, thanks for your tweet, man. Next one. Here we go. This one is coming from Gregory Manning over on Twitter, saying, why did they build the on-site apartment complex, the George, as that seems to limit the options for on-site construction of a new stadium? Greg, thanks for your tweet. I wanted to open this one up to Angels fans. I don't really know. So I tried to do a little bit of research on the George, which is obviously like on the plot, right? There's a couple of like, there's the other ones right there on Catella near State College. That also those apartments right there, right across from the Grove. But as far as the George, I couldn't find who actually owns it. It looks like it's owned by like a mega corporation conglomerate situation going on there. They opened back in August of 2017. So it's been about 4 years now, a little over 4 years. So I don't really know if the Angels have any stake in that, if the city sold that part of the land. I actually don't know. So I wanted to open up and see if anybody else actually had more information on this, because it is interesting. I mean, that I have looked at those apartments. I mean, they're insanely luxury and insanely expensive. Who wouldn't want to live there? But I am curious to see if anybody else has any information on that. So if you do know, hit me in the comment section right here on YouTube, or of course you can send me a tweet at Locked On Angels or at Steve Granato. I am curious. Greg, thanks for your question, man, but it's something that is a little out of my scope. So I'm curious if Angels fans have more information on that. That's what we're all here for. We're building that community. So might as well help community members out. Thanks for your tweet. Of course, Monday mailbags every Monday at Locked On Angels. We send out the tweet on Sunday mornings asking for your questions. And of course, we are doing this throughout the entirety of the offseason, which we are, by the way, still 5 days a week, 5 days a week, every day, Angels baseball here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Give me a call. 714-409-6096. You guys have been awesome about giving me phone calls recently. 714-409-6096. Don't forget to tell me what you're thankful for. I will be recording that episode a little early here in the week, so you kind of got to do this quick. I want to spend some time with my family and stuff and enjoy the holiday weekend. So give me a call, 714-409-6096. It's on or in the episode description. Don't worry, still 5 episodes this week. They will come out every single day this week. Check out my other podcasts, Our Game and Movies I Should Have Watched, a baseball docuseries series, Our Game, and of course the movie podcast. We're watching old movies. We love it. It's fun. You guys know about these episodes or these shows by now. You should check them out. They're super fun, especially now that it's the holiday season. Things are going to start slowing down, so you're going to need some things to listen to. Don't worry. They come out, or at least Movies I Should Watch comes out every Wednesday. I want to thank you for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day. For your second listen, check out Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us in today's Locked On Angels. Don't forget to give us a call and a tweet. What are you thankful for? At Locked On Angels, 714-409-6396. All right, guys, we'll be back tomorrow, likely with the Making the Case series, so look out for that. We got more Angels goodness 5 days a week. All right, guys, I'm Steve Granato. Later.
Steve, how's it going, man? My name is Daryl. I'm calling from Long Beach, longtime listener of the podcast. I really like what Brent was doing back in the day, but you are definitely building that community, and I really like the take that that you got going on with the podcast. Anyway, hey, listen, it's Thursday. Shohei has not been awarded MVP yet, but we all suspect he will. I heard your podcast episode on the matter. I just want to say, man, I called this back in April. My son and I went out to the game. His first start, which was, I believe, in April, his first start on Easter. And when we saw him pitch, I knew he was going to do something crazy this year. Anyway, please check out the song that I wrote. It's called Shohei's Ohtani theme. My band is called Camping, and I released it back in April, and I knew he was going to have a great year. Thanks again, Steve. I hope you check out the song, and go Halos, and I love listening to the podcast. Thank you. Bye.